Okay, our next speaker is Liz Gerber, and she's going to talk about how many different courses?
Three.
So
I'm just going to stand back here. Can everybody hear me?
You still got to use this because we're recording.
Oh, okay. I'll use this. Hello, everybody. Thank you. How are y'all doing today? Good. Okay, I'm going to talk about three classes. I know that seems like way too many for one single professor to teach, but here I am, dedicated to all of you and your well-being. So the three classes that I am doing in the fall. The first is Public Policy 686, State and Local Policy Analysis. This is a course I haven't been able to teach for a couple of years, so I'm excited to be returning to it. I've done it a number of times in the past. It's intended for second years. 585 is a prerequisite, so it's sort of a slightly more specialized class as opposed to a broad-based course. There are three parts to it. In the first part, we talk about some criteria for evaluating policy. Hopefully, these will all be criteria you have thought about, but we'll think deeply about them. The second part asks the question, what makes states and localities unique? So often we learn about the policy process in the context of the national government or other national governments, but states and local governments are different, and the policies they produce are different, and so we need to think differently about them when we study and analyze those policies. That's part two. And then part three, we're going to drill down into a number of current state and local policy issues. And what I'd like to be able to do is wait until you all show up the first day of class and figure out what state and local policy issues you're interested in, and then we'll think about them in more systematically in the second half of the course. So I'll have some time to prepare once I get to know all of you, but then hopefully that will allow us to focus on the issues that you all think are most interesting and important. I have some ideas about what I think are most interesting and important, but it's, I think, makes sense for you to contribute to that decision too. And then probably what we'll do in addition is compare Michigan's approach to that in a number of other states, either states that you're from or states that you know things about or states that you'd like to learn things about, so we can get some comparative context on what's going on here and not just make it about Michigan state and local policy, but really think about how to evaluate and compare policies in general. There will be a midterm and two writing assignments. It's I think, a great class. It's a lot of fun, and I hope as many of you as can fit in the room will come.